Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The thing about prayer that bugs us is that it isn't like call and response. You know, like we don't get the thing and, okay, this, and push the button and, you know, put your dollar in and you get your candy bar out. We bring it to God, and God's going to make his choices. And I think sometimes because we don't see something immediately, sometimes because there's that whole reality of we have to wait upon the Lord. And waiting upon the Lord is something we don't really particularly like, then sometimes we don't do it. But it's like going, this is a powerful thing. And this is an awesome privilege that we can go to God who won't turn us away.
Where do we go when the world all around us is falling apart? Where do we turn with our broken heart? Where do we look for a brand new start? What can we do when the enemy seems overwhelmingly strong? What can we do to keep fighting on? What gives us power to carry on? We can pray, we can call on the one with all might in his hand. Call on the one who and know that he won't turn away. We can pray, we can call on the Father through Jesus the Son, knowing he loves us like no other one. Whenever we can't find a way, we can pray. How can we walk in the light in a place that seems darker each day? How can we see clear to find our way? How can we live and not go astray? Where can we go to be filled with the Spirit in all of His might? How can we find strength to stand and fight? What do we do to keep shining bright? We can pray, we can call on the one with all might in his hand. Call on the one who will understand, know that he won't turn away. We can pray, we can call on the Father through Jesus the Son. We can pray.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.